I believe that show is sold out.
Yeah, I do believe so. Went on sale this morning, the Taylor Hawkins tribute. It's happening Tuesday, September 27th at the Forum.
Tickets went on sale at 9
o'clock this morning, yeah.
I had friends texting me, they're like, oh, it's already on.
Sorry,
you don't get to go.
But that's very cool. So that you say that one right there is your favorite Foo Fighters song?
That's one of, for sure.
It's in the top 600.
Yeah, I do. That's probably in my top five of theirs. Yeah.
Nice, right on.
That is, that's some great music right there.
It is.
It's Friday. I don't know if you know
that. Oh, no.
Did you know it's Friday?
Yes.
It's Friday.
Woo! I'm exhausted. I don't know why. I'm ready to sleep in tonight. I mean, it's already like Monday to me for some reason.
What does sleep in tonight mean? You mean
Go to bed early? Yeah, and then sleep in tomorrow and...
Wow.
A few hundred beverages.
This is not normal.
No, it isn't.
Something's wrong with Sluggo.
Getting old, man.
Today on the show, we're going to talk about the best bars in Los Angeles to get a drink.
Sweet.
We're also going to talk about Father's Day gifts.
Oh, yeah.
The worst Father's Day gifts.
It's pretty much too late now, so it probably is going to be the worst if you're going to get into this one.
And we also have the call of the week. We have our brand new feature, Give Me Five.
Give Me Five. You know, we're thinking with dads that rock.
Correct.
So if they're a dad and they are in a rock band and you like them, you call and vote for that song at five, and then we'll do the All Request Fest. Post that on to 7 o'clock tonight.
Like we do every single Friday on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dropout Boogie, the name of the new one from the Black Keys. That's basically what I was doing in 1983. Dropped out of school. That is Wild Child.
Is that you too? They wrote that about you?
Yes, they did.
Sure. Are you watching any of the January 6th hearings?
No, I sort of catch up at the end of the day.
We're a couple of minutes away from the word for this hour.
Before money, you win money.
$2,000. I thought, you know what? Okay, listen.
You going to give it a shot?
Because I'm a child.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't have the energy to stick with such a slow-moving process.
Yeah, so you didn't watch, what was that where they used to have government proceedings on that
show?
Oh,
God, no.
You never sat and watched that?
C-SPAN?
C-SPAN. You never watched that for hours on end? Neither have I.
No.
Nope.
I really need things to keep moving.
Yes.
But I thought, okay, there's this retired judge.
Uh-huh.
He's a retired Republican judge named Judge Luttig. And he has written this long thing saying that it's crazy that the president of the United States would even consider, and it almost brought down the democracy and everything else.
Right.
So he's on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, all right.
Let's give this guy a shot.
I need to be a grown up for a second.
Let's see if he's a party animal.
Let's listen to the judge.
Okay.
Because he sounds like he's an authority.
Uh-huh.
And he knows what he's talking about.
He knows what's up.
All right. So here he is.
That passage in my statement this morning, referenced the most foundational concept.
Okay, push stop right
Holy
there.
Cow.
I'm already out.
Me too.
And I don't want to be, like, I want
to... You want to see what he has to say.
I want to see what he has to say, but also I'm already trying to fill in sentences for him. What?
How? Speed it up, buddy. Have a cup of coffee.
People are watching. This is important.
Well, I guess he wants to think about every single...
Well, there's a mess. So that he talks at half speed. He needs to be meth judge so that he can speak at half the speed at which we speak.
Okay. In America, which is the rule of law.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Thus, as I interpret your question.
Oh, my God. He's answering a question for 4 years?
You're asking about that foundational...
Foundational again. Is that even a word?
Is he
dead?
Does he know where he is?
Truth.
Right.
Of these
United States.
Oh, ooh, my gosh.
Right.
What?
Let it go. Because this happens.
Which we call America.
Okay.
Wow.
Real time. Let it go.
The foundational... truth is the rule of law.
Right.
That foundational
rule of law.
He's screwing with people.
Rule of law. Foundational rule of law.
Rule of law. Rule of law.
Truth.
Ah, damn it. In America?
Is
in America?
Is an America?
United States of America.
Oh, America. Well done.
Ha ha.
The profound truth.
Wow. How is anybody watching that?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but do you know how when you listen to a podcast, you could listen to it on 1.5 speed?
Yes.
That would make him
almost
listenable. But certainly not.
Kevin, I believe I told you that if for some reason I'm super tired today and you're just damn near putting me in a coma.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, good times, man. It's Friday!
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Hell yeah.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Well done, fellow humans, making it to Friday.
How are you with heights, Sluggo?
I could do without them.
In Georgia, not the state here in the United States, but the country Europe.
Sure.
They have a 787-foot glass bridge.
Oh, yeah, you showed me a picture of this.
That's 1,000 feet high.
1,000 feet off the ground.
And in the middle is a diamond-shaped bar. Several levels of a bar.
And those are all glass floor, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can see straight down everywhere that you go.
You know, you get vertigo when you're drinking. Man, you're going to be, like, staring 1,000 feet down.
I am scared to death of heights, and I'm not going to take part in this unless I, like I said, I'm drunk, blackout drunk, and you can drag me out.
Okay.
That's about it.
Sounds good to me.
But they say it's the largest and tallest hanging structure in the world, and that's already been submitted to Guinness Book of World Records.
They're like, that's kind of nice. Let's go back to that pogo sticking girl, that one who's jumping up and down. That's exciting.
The aim was to create an extreme, exciting, and unforgettable moment that the world arouses all five senses of the guests. And they talk about, like, riding a bike and bungee jumping and all kinds of different stuff off this glass bridge.
Wow.
I'm like, no. No.
You know, my favorite videos are those kind of bridges, and then someone just sort of loses it, and they're just down on their hands and knees crawling back. I don't blame them.
That's me. Also includes a zip line.
Wow.
Where you can bike across the canyon.
Hmm.
And cliff swing, which is a thing. I don't want any part of it. We don't have anything like that in L.A., do we?
No. Everything's illegal here because you might get hurt. Someone will sue you. Shut it down.
What's the best bar we have?
Best bar in Los Angeles.
Yeah, like,
wow, that's an answer. That's a question.
What would we hold up and say, hey, everybody in the world, look at this spot?
You know what they...
Do we have one?
I don't know. There must be. There's something downtown, probably.
There was one downtown that had a slide.
Oh, right. That's not a bar, really. Well, it's I think part of it is it?
Was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Call us if you know.
Yeah, your favorite bars. Here in LA.
818-955-KLOS.
Or maybe the old ones. They've torn down. Not here anymore.
They're all gone.
Yeah, I would imagine there are some classic ones.
But there have to be some spectacular ones here, I would think.
But, you know, to beat that.
Well, no, you can't necessarily beat that because it's over a canyon, for God's sakes.
Right.
But
it's
1,000 feet in the air. But your favorite place to drink.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call us now. Just talking about a bar over a glass bridge over a canyon. It just seems absurd.
I think one of the best places I ever had drinks, it wasn't a bar, but it was a Indian restaurant overlooking Central Park on like the 50th floor or something like that.
Oh, nice. In New York? That sounds great.
Just to have a glass of water was like $500.
Of course.
It was insane how much money we spent.
Of course. KLOS, hello.
My favorite bar, the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Good old Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Rainbow Bar and Grill, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, rock and roll history.
There's a lot of rock and roll history, but it's also one of those places that looks every second as old as it is.
Yeah, Cantors.
Like, it might fall down at any point. And you kind of love that.
Yeah, totally.
That's a good spot. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Talking about your favorite place to drink.
In Los Angeles.
The Tiki T.
Now, where's that?
It's in North Hollywood.
North Hollywood, all right.
What's so damn great about it?
The drinks. The atmosphere.
Oh, nice.
Been there since, like, the early 60s, I think, man. The place is old, it's small, it's only open a few days a week, but it's amazing.
Does that have one of those river rock walls out front? Because I always like the look of those. Very 60s LA.
It's a tiny little place on the side of the road there, man, and looks like a little tiki bar. And
seats four.
Yeah.
Four people at a time.
Ray's Mistake, that's the best drink they got.
Ray's Mistake. That's a great name.
I would order a drink called a mistake in a second.
Thanks for calling, man. You know, I really like the Blue Room in Glendale. I like the look of it, the sign.
Uh-huh.
But inside's, you know, not quite as. But the sign and the, it's just.
But no one drinks at the sign.
I just go sit outside afterwards on the pavement going, look at that. Look at that sign.
That's what the stoners. Oh.
818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite place to drink in L.A.
Drink.
We are talking about the best places to get a drink in Southern California. Hello.
A place called Froggy's.
Froggy's.
And where's that?
It's in El Monte.
Okay.
What's so great about it?
50-cent beers every day.
Oh, nice. 50-cent beers. That's good.
All right.
Are they draft?
Domestic draft, anything you want.
Nice. 50-cent. Let's go. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
My favorite place to drink?
Yes.
Well, my wife's belly button.
Yeah, you know, I actually like her belly button, too. I got to agree with you on that one.
I can understand that.
Thank you, too. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. They just released the top 50 bars in the world.
Uh-huh.
And there's three from L.A.
Excellent.
Thunderbolt. Yeah, Thunderbolt, Def & Co. downtown, and Jennifer.
Have you been to all three of them?
I've been to Def & Co., but the other two are definitely on my list.
Well, get her done this weekend and get back to us.
They need to be on your list this weekend.
This weekend, yep. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this is James. Hey, that guy who was talking about Ray's mistake, he made a mistake. It's in Hollywood, not North Hollywood.
Oh, good.
It's on Sunset and Vista. There's a little theater called the Vista.
Oh, yeah, I know the Vista,
I got you.
And I remember going there with a guy from... my job sees candies, and we go in there and personally drink the place till it closed. It is a great bar.
Right on, man. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, 71 above, man.
Where's that?
US Bank Tower.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Downtown. Yeah, I wanted to go to that one forever. So you've been there? You like it?
Oh, yeah, that bailing bar's badass, man.
Did you do the little slide on the side of the building?
Yeah, I don't know if that's still there, but the other one is a good one is Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh, yeah. That's got more than just drinks in there.
Yes, it does. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo here. At 5 o'clock, we have our new feature, Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row from any artist or any topic.
Yeah, and we were thinking dads that rock since it's Father's Day weekend. What can you imagine if your dad is a rock star?
No.
Like your dad, you know, is like Eddie Van Halen?
No, I cannot.
What was your dad? What did he do?
He was a teacher. Yeah, high school teacher.
So was mine.
Pretty cool.
Grade school teacher. Yeah, man. They rock. Yeah, so we're thinking...
Eddie Van Halen, but...
We're thinking dads that rock. So think of dads who rock and be ready to call us at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Give me five
songs in a row on that topic.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Father's Day, if you don't mind.
I do.
Listen to this comedian for a second. Okay.
Father's Day is the worst holiday in the world. I've done the research. I already know. Let me tell you something. Mother's Day is the second most celebrated holiday in the world. Christmas is first. So that means it's Jesus, then your mama. You know what Father's Day fall at? Number 20. I can't think of 18 other holidays. Do you realize Halloween is number 6?
Be number 1 as far as I'm concerned. But,
yeah. Does that mean ghosts and goblins go before fathers? Arbor Day is number 13. I don't even know what that is. I just know it come before me. That's crazy.
Let's talk about Father's Day gifts. Now, I don't agree with that guy. I love being a father. I'm super happy about it.
Yeah. Hey, we determined yesterday that you're a great dad. You almost set your daughter on fire by doing a home remedy.
I've done that so many times.
Couch
you don't
caught
even
on fire.
Know how many times I almost set her on fire, especially with fireworks. Let's talk about Father's Day gifts, though, because it's really hard.
Yeah.
I sympathize with my kids for trying to figure out what to get me for Father's Day.
Can you think of any really good one they ever got you off the top of your head?
All of the stuff that I love is super simple.
And boring,
you know,
yeah.
Not boring for me.
Yeah, but that's a dad thing.
Food related,
sure,
you know, dessert related for the most part.
Porn. Oh, no, wait.
Banana splits, right. You know, mm-hmm. Barbecue, whatever. Yeah. I don't need stuff.
Crown Royal, that's what we used to get...
Did you?
Yeah.
My dad didn't drink. Yeah. So that wouldn't have been.
Oh boy, my dad didn't either. Woof. Teachers. Come on, teachers. Step. You need to drink.
but the topic today is worst Father's Day gifts. Somebody tried to get you a Father's Day gift, or you tried to give your father a gift.
Oh, there you go.
And it went south, and it was not good.
And it stunk.
You could tell your father was like, hey, this I love to fart mug is really...
boy, am I glad I had you.
That's really great. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
You're my favorite kid.
I got another tie. All right.
Oh, my God. That's got to be the worst.
Excellent.
Ties and socks.
I got something that helps me do chores.
Great.
Great. A broom, a hammer, please.
A hammer, please. A saw.
So that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for. We're looking for the worst Father's Day gifts that you gave or got for Father's Day. 1-855-KLOS. I struggle every year to figure out what to get my dad for Father's Day.
Sure, of course.
Every year.
Yeah,
naturally. When do you get him? When do you get him? How do you know what to get him?
You don't.
You just don't, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, and even if you really get the best thing ever, for the most part, he just sort of goes, oh, great, thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, that's neat.
Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Talking about the worst Father's Day gifts, KLOS, hello.
So I gave my dad a few. It's just become a theme. 1 year gave him some, they're like baby wipes. They're called butt wipes. And the picture of like a guy holding like a power washer.
Yes.
1 year I got him just a scratcher.
Yeah.
I re-gifted him a cologne that I got. I didn't like one time. So I'm like, no.
But it's become a joke. Like, he finds this funny.
No.
Doesn't find it funny. Okay.
He just kind of drinks and nods and, you know, that's about today.
I think that's the role of dad, though, isn't it? Just like, oh, whatever, man. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
My youth is way past. Here's another crappy present.
You re-gift things to him. That's fantastic. Awesome,
well done, you. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Good. Worst Father's Day gifts.
Okay, so at Home Depot, they have, like, kid workshops. So 1 year for Father's Day, I went. I was maybe, like, 8. And we were supposed to make these little clay figures of a dad, of your dad or whatever. And you'd make it, and you'd go home, and you'd bake it, and you'd give it to your dad. So I got home, and I put it in the microwave, like they said.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes later, my smoke alarm's going off. My microwave is on fire. We had to run outside. The whole thing had burned.
That's the house?
It was a great Father's Day.
No, just the figuring of dad.
Are you positive?
The effigy.
Are you positive you weren't supposed to put it in the oven?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Not the microwave?
Maybe that's what I was supposed to do.
I think so. That is awesome. I'm sure he appreciated the handful of goo, though, right?
Oh, of course. And the burnt, crisp char of dad.
The lovely smell.
That is lovely.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The worst Father's Day gifts you ever gave or got. We're talking about bad Father's Day gifts. Do you have that audio yet or no?
No, it's not.
We'll play it in a second. And we also have, in a couple of minutes, we've also got the word for you to win $2,000.
That's right.
But first, the worst Father's Day gifts. KLOS, hello.
Underwear?
Underwear? You give your dad underwear?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I hope you have it on your head when you give it to him. Here you go, Dad. Take it off my
head.
Wait,
are you talking about giving that to your husband for Father's Day?
Yeah.
Okay, talking about giving it to your dad.
Okay, well, good.
Okay, good.
Because I was a little concerned.
That would be a little weird.
Yeah, right?
Well, that's what we thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
I don't know why that's making me laugh so much.
Because it's her giving underwear to her dad. No.
There. Put that on. 818-955-KLOS.
Worst Father's Day gifts. I'll tell you what he'd like is $2,000.
Yeah, give him. Like, you're going to give your dad $2,000 if you win from
Cash
Squats. That ain't happening.
The word for this hour is Zeppelin.
Zeppelin!
Yep, Zeppelin. That is the word. Text that to 68683. That is Zeppelin to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
And standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. And I finally get this little thing you sent me. I want to listen to
this is a real thing. It's a real product for Father's Day.
I heard you editing it. I remember this. Yeah.
I think it's called.
No, you missed that putt again. You probably don't have enough time to practice. You can have more time to practice your putting with the Potty Putter, the amazing new toilet time golf game that lets you practice your putting on the potty. Your Potty Putter comes with its own putting green made of the same professional carpet found at miniature golf courses. Now, practice your putting every time you take care of your other business.
Nope.
Just aim and shoot the ball into the cup.
That's a real product.
That might not be such a bad idea, actually. That'd probably be one of the best dad gifts.
Talking about the worst Father's Day gifts ever. KLOS, hello.
Gentlemen, worst Father's Day gift ever?
Yes, please.
A call from jail needing bail.
Oh, hello, Dad!
Did that happen?
I'm in jail. Yeah. It did, on Father's Day?
Well, you know, kind of close to
it. Right. Close enough.
Were you the father or the son?
I was the father.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How long was your son in jail for?
Just about 48 hours.
Yeah, so, Kevin, share your story of what you would have done if your kids had ever called from jail.
Oh, I always told my kids that if they call from jail, if I find it funny, I'll bail them out.
What sent them there amuses you.
If it amuses me, if I find it funny, then I'll bail them out.
Otherwise, they're on their own.
They're there forever.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi. So I actually got my dad a squatty potty and a basket full of high-fiber food.
So that thing that we played, the little advertisement for sitting on the turlet and practicing your golf?
That's hilarious.
We posted the old 1970s ad for that at Kevin and Slugger. Go check that out. So, Dad, did he like it?
Oh, my God. He's always been obsessed with his bathroom activity, so I thought it would be a kind of a funny thing.
Did he find it funny?
He actually loved it, though. He loved his
squat. Nice.
All right, there Yay. You go. Well done. Thanks for calling.
I love that there's some fiber involved as well. Make sure he spends a lot of time in there.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. So, I'm from Ohio. Go to visit Dad for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And I get him a couple of pedicure gift certificates. The next day I get up, he says to me, "What do you say you and I go get us a couple of those pedophiles?"
No, he didn't say that.
And I said, "Dad, I got your back, whatever we're up to."
Yeah, take them out. That's a good idea.
My name's Kathleen.
Kathleen, we love it. Thank
You're
you.
You're the best, Kathleen. Yeah. Thank you.
We get some great calls here, man. You guys really do amuse the hell out of us.
And on Fridays, we like to do the calls of the week.
Yeah, the best ones.
Our favorite ones. This one was, I believe, yesterday about the do-nothing rent-a-man.
Yeah, sometime recently. So in Japan, there's this guy who's renting himself out to anyone who just wants a warm body there.
It's not for sex.
Nope.
It's not for cleaning.
Nope.
It's not for fixing.
Nope. It's just if you want to go to a movie and don't want to be sitting there by yourself, they'll go with you.
He does nothing.
And everybody here in L.A. came up with a great idea. And I think someone really needs to turn this into a career for carpooling.
Carpooling guy.
You get in and ride all the way down to O.C. and then someone else picks you up and you ride all the way back up.
I need them to put their headphones on. I need them to promise a vow of silence.
No talking. Okay. All right. But this guy called in and we were asking, would you be up for being that rent-a-guy?
I would be all about the rent-a-man. I'm a karaoke guy by trade. I'm pretty much a rent-a-man.
Karaoke guy by trade.
28 years, guys. I've done the on-location radio DJ part for KBAR Bar Radio on location at the bar all the time.
KBAR.
Oh, my God. That has to be so bad when people get smashed.
Yeah.
I have a monkey butt that I take to amusement parks nowadays. No strings attached. Okay? And literally, his name's Chala. He doesn't speak.
A monkey? Did you say a monkey?
A monkey.
Wow.
That's my little rent-a-man, but he's a little bit cheaper on that front, or moderately priced, I guess, is the new equation.
But he wears a diaper, so you have to buy diapers.
Does he ever fling his poo?
He does. In fact, at Silk City, he had poop water bomb emojis that he was flinging at the kids.
Oh my God, you guys.
Fantastic. That's great.
Very weird, and I
heartily
approve. This
is the strangest conversation ever.
That was such a weird call.
Yeah, that guy meant every word of it.
And I think that was my favorite until what just happened a few minutes ago.
I got to be honest. I think what happened a few minutes ago was better.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We were talking about bad Father's Day gifts.
Yeah.
And this just happened.
Hello. So I'm from Ohio. Go to visit Dad for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I get him a couple of pedicure gift certificates. The next day I get up, he says to me, "What do you say you and I go get us a couple of those pedophiles?"
No, he didn't say that.
And I said, "Dad, I got your back, whatever we're up to."
Yeah, take them out. That's a good idea.
My name's Kathleen.
Kathleen, we love it. Thank
You're
you.
You're the best, Kathleen. Yeah. Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have a new thing every day at 5 called Gimme 5.
Gimme 5.
We play 5 songs in a row. It's a theme.
Yeah.
A themed thing.
Like we binged Def Leppard. We had driving songs for Los Angeles the other day.
And today it's Dads That Rock.
Yeah, for your Father's Day weekend coming up. So who's a dad that's a rock star?
818-955-KLOS if you'd like to hear a song.
Yeah, call and vote now for your favorite rock dad. 818-955-KLOS. Can you imagine if Alice Cooper was your dad?
No, I cannot.
My dad hated Alice Cooper, and I loved Alice Cooper, and he was like, no, no, you must not listen to that. No.
We are doing Gimme 5 at 5 o'clock. It's 5 songs in a row with the theme. Today is Dads That Rock. KLOS, hello.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Chanel.
Hi there.
Dads That Rock.
Gotta be Ozzy. It's all about Ozzy. We watched Jack and Kelly grow up on the Osbournes.
That is true.
Very well said. And hey, he's doing better. He just posted not too long ago that after his spinal surgery, he's at home recuperating, feeling a lot better, and he wanted to thank everyone for all the love that was sent his way.
Sending love to Ozzy.
All Request Fest is coming up in minutes, but right now it's Gimme 5, and today's theme is
Dad's the Rock.
I mean, he's got to be an interesting father.
I would think so, yeah.
Hey, Dad, Mr. Tyler, I need to talk to you. Can you?
You think he has to call him Mr. Tyler?
Yeah, increase my allowance, sir. Can I get some more boas? I mean, if my dad did that right there.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. It is the...
Neither of our dads were close to that.
KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
This is Gimme 5. It's a new feature. We started, we do it at 5 o'clock. We do 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today it is Dads That Rock.
And, you know, this talk about humans that rock. One of our regulars is on the phone. We love this guy and just want to see. What are you up to today? Hello, KLOS.
Yay, Friday.
Yeah.
Yay, Friday indeed.
Are you a papa?
I am a papa 4 times.
Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day to you, dude. Times 4.
Hey, back at ya.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Hello, KLOS.
This guy's been on hold for a while now. Thanks for hanging on, man.
Jamming out to the Ozzy track, but here we go. Well, you guys are looking for Father's Day rockers, right?
Yeah,
Dads That Rock,
Dads
yes.
That Rock, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, of course, my dad grew loved Eddie Van Halen, and we know that Eddie's got Wolfgang, so... Yeah, Eddie Van Halen.
Dude, I gotta think that's got to be the coolest rock dad ever.
I would think so, too.
I would really love to sit down with Wolfie for a long time and just dig all of the stories out of that guy.
You know, I want to hear about all of Wolfie's experiences growing up and just his journey, too, with music and how his dad was, you know, who he was.
Yep.
Eddie, come on.
Yep.
So, yeah, I gotta love it. And if I could request a song, it would be Beautiful Girl.
Naturally, and of course, Eddie Van Halen making our list today. Gimme 5. It's 5 dads that rock. And it's not really in any kind of order. But sort of at number 1, Mark Bolan.
Well, hold on. Is it in any order?
Not really.
This is really not number 1 then.
Well, you know, so
or
Mark had a kid named Roland Bolan. That's what he named his kid, 1975.
Right.
So
number one.
Gimme 5.
What's kid's name?
Gimme 5. Roland Bolan.
Not cool.
Dad. Come on, seriously?
I mean, that is our Gimme 5. At 5 p.m., we do 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today, it was Dads That Rock.
Yeah, for Father's Day. Up next, it's the All Request Fest, so you got something that's going to start your weekend. No matter what it is, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
That is a great song.
Yep.
That's requested by Cheryl. In Hollywood.
Cheryl, that's a good one, because that one kind of vanished. It's been missing for a while. MIA, STP. STP, MIA.
It is now back, however.
Yeah.
It's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Karen number 1. Karen number 2. Are we reaching?
Yes, we are.
Karen A and B.
Karen A and B are, yes.
What's up?
Well, happy Friday! Woo!
To you as well. What can we do for you?
Are we doing the 5 or are we doing the request?
We're doing the All Request Fest.
Yeah.
I got 2.
All right.
I know Karen number 1 likes Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart, and I know Karen number 1 likes AC/DC, Whole Lotta Rosie.
Oh.
I mean, I think Karen 1 and 2 both like both.
Yeah, that's true.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if we were to do a double feature for you? What if that happened?
That would be great, and I would wish you both a happy Father's Day, but Sluggo, I don't know about your child yet.
Neither does he.
Yeah. I do believe that AC/DC is my favorite band on this radio station.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite ones from them.
You do wear an AC/DC t-shirt every day.
Pretty much every day.
That's all you have.
And that is for the guy who calls all the time. We love him as well. Thank you for calling in. Double feature, man. You got two in a row.
Right?
What the
How
hell?
How many people get that?
Nobody. No one, I tell you.
This is for Mel.
Mel.
Who says, we're talking about Dads That Rock.
Uh-huh.
And she says on Twitter, there's no Dad That Rocks more than Mr. Dave Grohl.
I guess that's true.
That is for Mel on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
And it's the All Request Fest that we like to do on Fridays. Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Careless Whisper?
What?
Careless Whisper?
Careless Whisper? No.
Damn it.
Okay, thank you.
Nope. How many no's do we have to have in a row? Let's get a third. Let's go for a third.
Careless Whisper? Gracias.
Gracias.
Nope.
Nope. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Yes.
How are you guys?
You know.
A Friday, though. Hey.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed.
Awesome. How about Kiss, Tears, or Mother Effin' Fallen? How about that?
Kiss. It doesn't work as well when it's distorted like that, I don't think.
Sure, you're right, actually. I think I just broke the mic.
I think you did.
Hey, that's good news for everybody listening.
It is our old request fest on 95.5 KLOS. This is from a guy named Kevin, who's working in Burbank. And he's a lovely chap.
Kevin in Burbank, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Where's he working at?
His favorite band, he works at KLOS. His favorite band is Rage Against the Machine. It is our All Request Fest on KLOS.
Any idea if that Kevin guy in Burbank enjoyed his request just now?
He loved it. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
It is our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Joyous Wolf.
Yeah.
Fearless.
It's our All Request Fest.
We got more. You more time if you got something in your head that's going to get your weekend started, no matter what it is. If it's loud, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. But Tammy in West Hills, good request. I love that one from the Pumpkins.
I do too.
Remember the sad Billy Corgan? He was riding on the roller coaster.
And I do.
That was a great meme for a little while.
That was the best.
That was hilarious.
It's our All Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, kids. How you doing?
What's up, Dad?
Hey, I want to hear Bad Motor Scooter by Montrose.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hi. So I saw a Cheap Trick open for Rod Stewart on Tuesday night, and both Robin Zander and Rick Nielsen had their kids in the band.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
That's very cool.
How about Ain't That a Shame?
Very nice. All right. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Yeah, our own Stu said he was at the Hollywood Bowl show with Cheap Trick and Rod Stewart and said it was bloody amazing.
Loved
so
it.
So let's do Cheap Trick and Rod Stewart.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks
Dude,
for
thanks
calling.
For calling. So Rod the Mod did not play that out at the Hollywood Bowl.
Is it a ballad? A love ballad?
No.
It is not.
Well, that's a lot of kissy-kissy songs
so
he played,
he
apparently.
Did not play that song. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Worst Father's Day gifts was the topic. We got a call from a woman who got her dad a gift certificate for a pedicure.
But he misunderstood.
And she said he came out the next day and he said, can we get some pedophiles together?
I don't think he had any idea what either were.
And she said, I've got your back, Dad, whatever. In Gimme Five, we played songs from Dads That Rock.
Yeah,
we think
cool.
Maybe Ozzy and Eddie Van Halen, maybe the coolest.
Got to be at the top of the
but
list.
But then there's Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
One
yeah.
of the dudes from Air Supply.
What? All right, I'm going to go home and find my Air Supply collection and throw it in the trash.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Oh, by the way, one last thought for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
So, you know, it's Father's Day this weekend, and I know that
JD, do it.
Yeah, it's going to be happening all weekend long. You're going to run into stuff like this.
Daddy! Daddy!
Dad.
It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with Marcy Weiser.
Hey, guys, you want to hear this one?
Yeah.
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
Sir?
I don't know.
No.
An investigator.
Oh, man. Wow.
Daddy!
Happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with the Heidi and Frank Show.
Hey, Heidi. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No, I did not hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke.
He won the Nobel Prize.
All right. I'm not mad at you for that one.
Daddy!
Happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with Greg B. Harrell.
Hey, Stu, why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs?
I don't know, Greg. Why? You might slip and fall, I guess.
You might step in a poodle.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying? A poodle is a type of dog.
I think so.
And then puddle.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's my dad.
It's Father's Day weekend, and KLOS has the perfect gift for Dad. Another bad dad joke. Served up now with Marcy Weiser.
What do you call a cow with two legs?
What do you call a cow with two legs? I don't know.
Lean beef.
See.
I wanted to say delicious, but I suppose we shouldn't throw out jokes first, right?
No, that was good.
That was crazy.
It felt like 6 hours.
It really did.
How many seconds was it?
It was a minute 23.
A minute 23.
Yeah. Right. Like 4.5 minutes.
The word for this hour for Cash Squatch so that you can win $2,000 today.
Is coma. No, that's not right.
Is here.
Here.
H-E-A-R.
Like we just heard that guy.
We heard that part of that guy. Here. H-E-A-R. Text that to 68683. That is here to 68683 for your shot to win today's $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win until about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight.
Up next also, the word that will win you $2,000.
Let's give that out now. What the hell? Why not?
The word is kiss.
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 In concert.
Kiss.
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 Text kiss.
Kiss.
To 68683, that's kiss.
Kiss.
When did I ever get a commercial doing that? Like, I always know. Land commercial for hemorrhoid cream or whatever.
Not kiss.
And boner pills. Text kiss to 68683. That is kiss to 68683 for your shot at $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got chances to win till 10:20 tonight.
Right now. Casquatch.
Yeah,
baby. Casquatch.
Help!
Giving away $2,000 today. Today, this hour's word is Harry.
Harry. Spell it for me.
H-A-I-R-Y.
Harry. Not like the Hendersons, then.
Stop it.
Okay.
Send the word Harry. Text that to 68683. That is Harry to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you get more shots to win until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Led Zeppelin kicked off what would be their very last tour on this day in rock in 1980 in Germany. The very last of 31 live performances of Pink Floyd's The Wall happened on this day in rock in 1981 at Earl's Court in London.